This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A few icebergs dead ahead.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The SS Wall Street has been cruising along lately, despite energy prices and bad profit reports and consumer malaise. But this morning, the ship is reversing course. There are just too many bad signs. The Labor Department said wholesale prices were up more than expected in April. Oil set another new record, $129 a barrel. Target reported an 8% drop in profits. Home Depot's profits fell 66%. So the Dow is down 103 points already to 12,924. The NASDAQ has fallen 15, and the S&P 500 is down 6. In Asia today, stocks ended about 1% lower. European shares are down almost 2% so far. The buzz in Washington this morning is that Congress may be close to finishing a housing bailout bill. This bill in the Senate Banking Committee would let the government insure $300 billion in refinancing. And mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would come under tighter control. Dan Gretsch has more.
The Senate proposal would assist borrowers who owe more than their homes are worth. The government would insure the mortgages if the lender cuts the amount owed. That could help between 500,000 and 1 million people refinance into more affordable loans. Economist Peter Morici is with the University of Maryland. He says Congress must act soon.
If we get a free fall in housing prices, a lot of people who have made prudent decisions, who have good mortgages and good incomes, will start to panic. It has a negative effect on consumer psychology and the economy. It causes people to stop spending money, and we can get into one of those downward spirals.
If borrowers default on their government-insured loans, taxpayers wouldn't be on the hook. In a compromise, government-backed lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would be forced to foot the bill for the losses. Backers of the bill hope it will clear Congress and reach the White House by July 4th. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Environmental Defense Fund comes out with a new report today on going green. Yeah, we've heard this kind of thing before, but companies might want to listen again. There could be some serious cash-saving ideas in here. Sarah Gardner reports from our sustainability desk.
Environmental Defense says there's more to going green than energy-saving light bulbs and recycling paper. The group's Gwen Ruta says the new report aims to inspire corporations to do more.
I think a lot of people have now gotten the idea that environmentalism and good business strategy go hand in hand, but they don't really know what to do about it.
The Environmental Defense Report has some examples. Take Stonyfield Farm. The yogurt maker is saving more than $1 million a year by switching from plastic lids to foil tops, which require less energy and water use. Meantime, Macy's is hiring a company to install solar roofs on more than 24 stores. Environmental Defense is also lauding a new practice in the car insurance industry, mileage-based auto insurance. The less you drive, the lower your premium. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
If you totaled up all the money you've ever spent buying cars, I doubt it'll come close to what one guy just bid for one car, about $11 million. That's a world record. The buyer is a British radio personality who obviously doesn't work in public radio. The car is a 1961 Ferrari GT California. If that sounds familiar, you may have seen Ferris Bueller driving it.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California. Less than 100 were made. It is his love. It is his passion. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
I'm sure you've heard of investment clubs. Maybe you're in one yourself. People get together, have some brie and crackers, and talk about ways they can make money. Well, here's a new spin on that. A group that meets to talk about their money and then gives it away. Here's Heidi Pickman.
Please help yourself to pizza, soda, wine, whatever else.
A group of 10 gathers on a Wednesday night in a Palo Alto, California living room. They're part of something called a giving circle. Each member has contributed $5,000, and with the help of Oakland-based Clarence Foundation, they've been learning about grassroots nonprofits that assist youth in Africa. Tonight, they've ranked the charities by how much each member would give for their efforts. Caitlin Drews reads the results.
Looking down the list, for Girls on the Go, no one said under $10,000. The lowest for garbage recyclers was $6,000.
Giving circles like this one are popping up all over the country, says the Forum of Regional Associations of Grantmakers. In 2005, the number was roughly 200. By last year, it had doubled. Daria Teutonico is with the Forum. She says giving circles offer members a chance to do more than just throw money at a problem.
Many people have been writing checks and supporting good work, but many of those people have felt that they wanted to do more. They wanted to get more connected to a solution to problems they see in their community.
Teutonico says in the past 4 years, giving circles in the U.S. have donated more than $100 million. Some have as many as 500 members, like Impact Austin in Texas. Last year, the group granted $400,000, mostly to programs for children. Other groups are smaller, like the 13-member Zawadi Circle in New Orleans. Christine Jordan helped found the group. She says the name Zawadi comes from a Swahili word for gift.
Since the focus of our giving circle is to improve the quality of life for people of African descent in New Orleans, we thought it would be appropriate to use an African term. Basically, what we're doing is trying to give a gift.
Back in Palo Alto, the Clarence Foundation group is close to deciding what their gift will be to the grassroots groups in Africa.
How about taking 500 from Girls on the Go, giving it to YIN and calling it a day?
Yeah!
In Palo Alto, California, I am Heidi Pickman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.